A Writer of Letters by Julie Agnew. I wrote to you once, selected paper with care, not too thick, but heavy enough with intent. A proper fountain pen, well filled from a bottle of squid dark ink, sure in its purpose. In a time when feelings are tossed carelessly across continents in the blink of a cursor, it seemed fitting somehow that these words, these thoughts, took time. Nib poised with one glistening drop, I paused. Thought of all the times I'd thrown aside what should have been recorded. The missed opportunities where things left unsaid hung more heavily than those words we chose. Where I should have been scribe. That somewhere, yellowing in a drawer, should be, must be, the best parts of all of us, the bits we want to remember. How squirreled away in a land not my own, I'd squealed at a pigeonhole crammed with paper, letting me in on who did what with whom, wrapping me in a hug all the more potent for the miles. And me, responding on pages torn from a file block, sent back love, hidden in the humdrum, the minutiae of me. They called them collections, bound in heavy leather and cloistered at the back of our library, correspondence from dreamers and fighters and lovers of life long gone. Here in their pages was the out loud thinking of some who graced the pictures in my history texts, and some who merely breathed in my head, their words no less potent for the not remembering. Back in this corner of writers and gatherers, I find in yellowing pages another who seized the moment, who scribed, ink blotted and sure of script, the stories of those he fell among, shared with those who would care for them as his own, whose voice carried alongside his words, filled with warmth and belonging, a gatekeeper of memories, a writer of letters.